Welcome to Chapter 7, The Breath of Life Improves with Practice. Now, hopefully, you already found your sweet spot, and the next thing that we're going to do is to go through some more breathing techniques. And keep in mind, in the exercise in which you look for your best position to relax in, keep doing an inventory of your muscles, tight or relaxed, and from head to toe, get your entire body to relax. Your ultimate goal is to get to that point of total relaxation in just a few seconds, but that may take you some practice, so don't get discouraged during your first few attempts. As we continue to build on this subject, we're also going to discuss certain times in your day that you'll have to find different kinds of sweet spots or positions that you can get yourself into to create another focus for relaxation. For example, we'll search for one position you can use in your car and another lying down just before bedtime as you begin working on making your thoughts disappear. You may recall in a previous chapter, I told you how a nurse asked me while she was taking my pulse if I was actually controlling my heart rate and slowing it down. That's exactly what I was doing. The ability to have that level of control comes from consciously going from an excited state, from a discouraged state, to one of sitting down and instantly relaxing literally in just a matter of a few seconds. I want you to make this one of your goals, to be able to relax your entire body in just a few minutes and ultimately in just a few seconds. As a reminder, find regular times to get into your sweet spot, like while looking for a quiet place twice a day. Then use the breathing techniques and the relaxation techniques I'm sharing with you. This is all part of the wax on, wax off process that is setting you up to do a better job of mastering your ability to make your thoughts disappear whenever you want to do so. Benefits and power behind the right breathing methods. There's so much more to breathing than meets the eye. The correct kind of breathing not only can relax you, but it is one of the most powerful pattern breakers available. Now, here's what I mean by that. The moment you have a negative thought, or whenever something negative happens to you, when you find yourself in a negative experience, one of the first things to change without even realizing it is your breathing pattern. As I mentioned earlier, one of the keys to incredible control is awareness. You want to get to the point of responding so quickly, in a few seconds or less, that you instantly break the negative patterns of breathing that induce or reward your negative behaviors. The more immediate the reaction, the greater the rewards are you will enjoy by doing it. There are many reasons why this is so powerful and important, and keep in mind, if we don't stop interrupting our negative behaviors, such as negative breathing patterns, then the nervous system takes over and digs your grave deeper and deeper, making your situation go from bad to worse by taking over your reactions and making you say or do things that you end up regretting later. The wax on, wax off process sets you up to mastering making your thoughts disappear whenever you need. What I'm going to do is share a different breathing method with you. This is the one that I use, and I encourage you to try it as well. I'm also going to have you create your own technique, one that might work best for you personally. We'll start off with the time we're going to put aside, at least twice a day for a few minutes each time, to just relax and meditate. Now, once I've found that sweet spot where I feel at ease, in this particular case, sitting with my palms facing up toward the ceiling or upward, then I start my basic breathing exercise. Now, this is something that I reviewed with you a little bit on the previous chapter, so we're gonna go over it again. Please bear with me on the repetition because I wanna make sure you get this. First, I close my eyes to eliminate any visual stimulation. And if you're not looking at the picture sitting lopsided on the wall or those socks on the floor, which you should have already picked up, you'll have a better chance of really relaxing. Then I take a deep breath just through my nose and fill up my lungs. The next thing that I do may seem a little bit unusual. I've shared it with you earlier, but for me, it really keeps me mentally connected. Sometimes I will first start off with my palms facing down and then turn them slowly as I raise my hands a few inches above my lap as I inhale. As I'm raising my hands, slowly breathe through my nose. I will stop raising my hands when I've filled up my lungs with air. When my lungs are filled, I briefly hold my breath for 1 or 2 seconds. keeping my palms facing the ceiling, and then I slowly bring my palms back down toward my legs or onto my arms of the chair, depending on what kind of situation I'm in, and at the same time, slowly breathe out again through my nose only. Depending on the situation, when I sit down, I may just go ahead and sit with my palms facing up, again, placing my forearms on my lap or my thighs. Most of the time, I choose to first fill my lungs with oxygen by breathing through my nose, and simultaneously, I will turn my palms upward and raise my hands about 3 inches above the thighs, hold my breath for about a second or two before releasing the air from my lungs and slowly bringing my hands back down to rest as my palms still face upward. Before we practice again, let me explain more about the purpose of moving the hands. When you begin with your hands in either a palms up or palms down position on your lap, it doesn't really matter. The rhythmic movement of your hands going from palms up to palms down is helpful in teaching you to focus on your body. Once you become confident in your ability to relax, you no longer have to move your hands unless you still find it helpful with the palms down and then the palms up. I often just go ahead and start with my palms facing up on my lap or thighs. Again, for emphasis, the steps start with taking air in through my nose to fill up my lungs. I will start with my palms facing down, so my thumbs are facing toward each other. Then I will simultaneously raise my hands about 3 inches above my thighs until I've completely filled my lungs with oxygen. Then I will hold my breath for about 1 or 2 seconds and slowly release the air through my nose as I bring my hands back down to rest in a palms upward position on my lap. Relaxation sequence variation 1, sitting. Number 1, sit comfortably in a chair with your hands on your thighs, palms down. 2, close your eyes and breathe in through your nose only, filling your lungs with air. 3, while inhaling through nose, raise your hands 2 to 3 inches above your thighs and turn your palms downward. When your lungs are filled, stop raising your hands, raise and lower your hands only once to establish your rhythm. 4, when your lungs are full, hold your breath for 1 to 2 seconds with your hands remaining above your lap. 5, slowly exhale all the air from your lungs while turning your palms upward and lowering your hands back to your thighs. Repeat this sequence for 1 to 2 minutes or as long as it takes you to feel relaxed. Now, in the book, if you got the book, you'll see an illustration, and I'll basically just share with you the words that are on that illustration. It's a picture of a gentleman kind of slumped down, illustrating he's very relaxed with his forearms on his thighs with his palms facing down. Step 1, relax all your muscles. Step 2, inhale and fill lungs. Raise hands from lap. So you see a picture of him slowly having his hands off of his lap. Hold breath for 1 second. Step 3, turn hands or the palms upward. Exhale. Step 4, continue to exhale, turning palms up completely. Step 5, complete exhale and rest hands back down, palms down on your lap. The palms will actually be facing up, but the back of your palm will be on your lap. Sleep in a normal position. Since we normally don't breathe this way, anytime you do it, you create an immediate change in your normal breathing pattern, which will instantly help you relax or at least slow you down. This is something that you want to do at least 10 or 20 times a day if you like. You can do it when you're sitting down, laying down, or even standing. And of course, you'll get better results by sitting down because your body is more relaxed. But you can do it anytime and in almost any position. Now that you've done this exercise, whether you realize it or not, you have broken any type of breathing pattern you previously had before doing the exercise. Whether it's from a normal breathing pattern you've had throughout the day, or an intense breathing pattern brought about by some negative stimulus that was a pattern you learned in your past, the next thing to do is to continue slowly breathing in and out through your nose, then simply relax the muscles of your body. As you're doing this, start becoming consciously aware of all of your muscles, especially any tense muscles from your head to your toes. And when you find them, start relaxing them. I will usually close my eyes and drop my shoulders into a very relaxed state, kind of like, you know, as if I'm slumping. And for me personally, as I'm sitting down, I actually go directly to being totally relaxed, and I can barely hold my body up in the chair because I've been practicing this technique for years. I frequently do this after my first exhale of air once my hands come back down on my lap. And when you find your muscles that are still tight, immediately start relaxing them. Now keep in mind, as we continue throughout this book, we're going to get to the point of doing it from a very relaxed state and then getting to where you work on making your thoughts disappear. If you find you have a problem sitting and relaxing in a chair, then try lying down. You can lie down on a bed. The exact location doesn't matter as much as you attempt to find your sweet spot. What I'd like you to really learn to master is to be able to find that sweet spot at any time. Maybe you're standing up. Can you find it? And of course, you can only do so much of a sweet spot standing up because you could go so far where you could collapse. But what I'm saying is you may be in situations where there's a lot of people and, you know, you don't want them obviously noticing, but you want to be able to take yourself to a total point of relaxation or calmness if you need to. Or you can do it lying down or, like we've been discussing, sitting in the chair. When I lie down on my back on the bed, and I will typically put my arms out to my sides with my elbows bent at about 90 degrees and touching the bed. My hands will be closer to my head than my feet. Now, being that you're not looking at this book, the book has pictures and illustrations, so let me kind of illustrate what I just said. It would be similar to you standing up and your elbows or at your side, and somebody says to you, stick them up, hands up. So now your elbows are at your side and your hands or your palms are facing the shooter, but your hands are no higher than your ears. So picture that, and then don't move. I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to put you on your back on the bed. You with me? When you first try this position, don't try to force your hands to touch the bed. As soon as you relax on the bed, you will find that your hands and your wrists will relax closer to the bed, about 6 inches above the bed, and 1 to 2 feet away from your ears. The goal is to allow your hands and your wrists to hang limp in the air beside your head. In fact, I use that stiffness in my hands and my wrists to measure my state of relaxation. I know when my hands are hanging limp, I am relaxed and ready to continue. Relaxation sequence variation 3. Number 1, lie down on your back in your comfortable bed with your elbows bent about 90 degrees and your hands near the bed, close to your shoulders, palms up. Number 2, close your eyes and breathe only through your nose as you inhale and fill your lungs with air. 3, when your lungs are full of air, hold your breath for 1 to 2 seconds. 4, slowly exhale, simultaneously lowering your arms to relax until they're close to the bed, beside your head, palms up, kind of like in that stick up position, but lying down. 5, repeat sequences for 1 to 2 minutes or as long as it takes for you to feel relaxed. Now, in the book, there are pictures, and under each picture are the steps. I'll read the steps. Kind of an emphasis of what we just did. Steps 1 through 3, lie on your back with your arms bent, hands near your shoulders, palms up, eyes closed. Breathe deeply. When lungs are full, hold breath for 2 seconds. Steps 4 through 5, exhale deeply, relax your muscles, Your hands and wrists will go limp. I've been doing this routine for years, so I no longer have to go through all the steps. But it may be a while before you get to that point. So while you're learning this exercise, you may need to follow the routine below to help you and relax every part of your body. Relaxation script. Concentrate on relaxing your breathing, your face, and your forehead. Concentrate on relaxing your upper back, your chest, and your neck. Concentrate on relaxing your buttocks, your groin, and your abdominals. Concentrate on relaxing your thighs, your knees, and your calves. Concentrate on relaxing your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Now concentrate on relaxing your entire body. More and more with each breath, deeper and deeper, relaxing even more with each breath you take. Relax all your muscles, top to bottom, with each breath. Relax left to right with every breath. Relax front to back with each breath you take until you're totally relaxed, feeling every muscle of your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet as they go limp and you are relaxed. Because this technique is probably new to you, consider recording the steps from this script and listening to them as you're lying down. Of course, now you obviously have the privilege or the opportunity of having it on audio, so you could repeat that. You might also have someone read the script in a soft and soothing voice as you hear it. The results will be the same. You may find it more useful to record your own voice in a nice, slow pace, reading those instructions so you don't have to interrupt yourself to read them. Maybe a partner will read them to you and give you feedback afterward about how they might have observed as whether you either relaxed or resisted during the exercise so you can improve each time you do it. Now, at this point, even if you never master the ability to make your thoughts disappear, this particular exercise is something you should repeat daily until you learn to master it as a solid part of your daily routine. But for right now, just focus on getting your body accustomed to relaxing without worrying about getting to the next level of making your thoughts disappear. What I'd like you to do this time is get ready to stop this audio and go ahead and practice this exercise so you get the feeling of what it's like to put your body and mind into a total state of relaxation. Now remember too, your goal is to get into this relaxed position as quick as you possibly can once you begin the process. Now, before you stop this audio to practice, let's rehearse it one more time. So one more time, let's go over it again. Eyes closed. Sitting comfortably. We'll do this one sitting. Palms facing down on your lap. Fill your lungs with as much air as possible through your nose only, and simultaneously start slowly raising your hands from your lap and turn your palms to face upward. Initially, your thumbs will be pointing toward each other. As you're doing this, you're slowly raising your palms just a few inches to stop when your lungs are full of air. And when they're full, stop raising your palms. Hold your breath for just about a second or two. And then slowly exhale the air from your lungs as you simultaneously bring your palms back down until they're again facing upward. You got to turn them facing upward against a resting area, whether on your lap or the couch or the chair you're sitting on or wherever else you may be sitting. After you've gotten to this point, all you want to do is to continue to breathe in slowly through your nose. Hold your breath for just about a second, making sure your lungs are totally filled, and then slowly release the air again. And as you're doing this, you're also trying to identify any areas of your body that might still be tense so you can do something to help them relax or allow them to become very limp. With regards to allowing your body to be limp, it's important to be sitting in a chair with a back support so you can go limp and rest against it as you become more relaxed. And I'm sure you'll often see people with their legs crossed sitting on a beach or somewhere else meditating without a couch or a chair. and then they keep their back totally straight. This is obviously not like that. When your back is totally straight and you have to focus on that, you cannot be very relaxed as opposed to being in a slumped type position, sitting in a chair. At least that's what I find for me, and that takes me to a whole different level of relaxation. Now it's your turn to try this exercise. Go ahead and do it now. Stop the recording. So, how did you do? If you did it correctly, you should feel an immediate difference in your body's level of tenseness and a decreased feeling of anxiety. Play with your breathing. I use different breathing techniques for different situations. The more intense the situation, the more intense the breathing technique I will use to interrupt the negative breathing pattern from whatever intense situation I might have just experienced. I would define an intense situation as something that instantly and quickly changes your breathing patterns and also dramatically increases your heart rate and feelings of anxiety. This could also be anything from a car accident to somebody yelling at you to being pulled over by a police officer or anything that causes your pattern of breathing and heart rate to change situations you might associate as negative or causes you to feel as if you're losing control. In our previous exercise, we had our eyes closed and then we slowly filled up our lungs with air by breathing only through the nose. Now, common sense tells us if there's going to be times where we obviously can't close your eyes, so we wouldn't, like maybe driving or flying or doing something else that requires you to watch your own safety. So imagine you suddenly get involved in a very intense situation, and at the moment it starts, you automatically change your breathing or anxiety level. You go into a different or more intense breathing pattern. For example, using common sense, if I'm able, I will close my eyes, then I will fill up my lungs with air through my nose, but this time, I'll do it faster, and then I might hold my breath a little bit longer, maybe 3 to 5 seconds or more. The next thing I do is designed to go a bit overboard to break that intense negative pattern that I just experienced, or maybe slow down my breathing to counteract some negative situation. I will slowly exhale that air through my nose, and then I will purge all the air from my lungs. In other words, I will slowly let some air out of my lungs for about a half a second, then pause and hold my breath. I will purge again another half a second or less, then pause, hold my breath, and continue to do that until only about 3/4 of my air has been exhaled. Then the last quarter of air that's left in my lungs, I will slowly let out until it's completely released without stopping, as I did previously. As I'm doing this, I can actually feel my lungs deflate. I will continue to inhale and quickly deflate my lungs every time and repeat this until this exercise is complete and I'm ready and able to deal with whatever situation I'm faced with. The more intense the situation, the more I repeat the pattern. This may take about, only 20 or 30 seconds or as much as 2 or 3 minutes. Now, I'll explain to you how I do this purging because with the audio, you'll be able to hear it a little bit. So initially, I'll just fill up my lungs with oxygen through my nose. Then I hold it. Then I slowly purge it. And here's how I would do that. Again, it's filling up. Here comes the purge. The last quarter of oxygen. Recall earlier that I told you about my friend Dean, who would have himself buried in the sand with water poured on the sand so he could feel the restricted movement of his chest every time he inhaled and exhaled. Well, these exercises were designed to give him total awareness of what is going on in his body and throughout his lungs and chest. The quicker you are aware of your response to something negative, the faster you'll be able to attempt to interrupt the stressful downward spiral of using breathing techniques like this. Perhaps you've done something similar to what Dean was taught, whether you were a child or even as an adult. Picture yourself laying in your bathtub, and when you filled up your lungs completely, your body will rise to the top of the water because you're becoming more buoyant. Slowly let out all the air, and you'll see your body slowly sink down into the water again because you've become less buoyant. and the extreme breathing exercise I just shared with you, as I purge the air from my lungs, I will feel my lungs slowly start to empty as I continue to let the air out. Keep in mind, I do this now by habit without really even thinking much about it when I'm confronted with an intense emotional situation. Don't forget the wisdom and the purpose behind doing something like these exercises. It will immediately stop or break the pattern of your mind, body, and emotions from going down the continual negative path brought on by the negative situation. Not to mention, this technique either stops, slows down, or removes the emotional drag you would have built up because of the negative situation that could be escalating around you. Let's do a quick review of this exercise, and then I'll have you stop and try it for yourself. Fill your lungs with air through your nose only, and do it faster than in the relaxed exercise I described to you previously in the other chapter, or I think maybe even early in this chapter. Now remember, you're going to hold your breath a bit longer, about 3 to 5 seconds, and at the same time, move your hands in a rhythm with your breathing. Remember, if you're planning to continue using your palms up or down technique, you will start with your palms facing down, both thumbs facing toward each other. Then as you inhale faster, filling your lungs, you will turn your palms upward faster than in the previous exercise, and then stop as you raise your palms when your lungs are full. Then slowly release the air from your lungs through your nose only, and as you're purging the air, only release it for about half of a second. Simultaneously drop your palms at the same time. Stop moving your hands when you start holding your breath again. Slowly release the air again for about a half a second and pause as you simultaneously lower your palms for the next repetition and so on. I will usually do this about 3 times or until 3/4 of the air in my lungs are purged. The last quarter of air in my lungs, I will slowly exhale through my nose approximately 3 times slower than the previous purges. As I'm doing this breathing exercise, I'm also making sure I remain totally aware of all the other parts of my body that may be stressed or tense, such as my muscles of my legs, my back, my shoulders, my face, and so on. In just a moment, I'll have you try this exercise. Now keep in mind, this is an exercise I use for intense situations. This is my SWAT team exercise, so to speak. In an intense situation, it gets the job done and prepares me quickly for a tough situation. And you can practice this particular exercise at any time and use it whenever you want without any problems. You may do that for practice if you'd like, but keep it in your quiver as your weapon of last resort and don't be afraid to use it. But it works best if you use it when you need to call up upon it after you've learned how to do it quickly without having to think about it again. And again, it's part of the wax on, wax off process. It takes practice, and you must allow it to become a way of life before expecting your body and your mind to work together to help you in these emotional emergencies. Now it's time to practice the exercise, so let's see how you do. Go ahead and stop the recording and begin now. I hope you were able to figure it out and that you will remember the power of this incredible technique. It provides several advantages for you. First, it helps you take more control whenever you want. Second, it helps you break negative patterns that would otherwise take you down the emotional road that you don't want to travel. And by the way, this is a technique that I use often when I'm driving. If someone cuts in front of me or I come close to having an accident or anything similar that brings me closer to an emotional problem or I feel stressed out, I know that would be something very negative. Boom, I kick this in. I'm going to strongly encourage you to practice these exercises 5 to 10 times a day for the next few days, just to get into the routine and to make the process more familiar to you. After that, performing them just 2 times maybe each day, or once just before bedtime, or just a few minutes each time will be sufficient to help you. The reason I want you to do this more regularly than normal is because I want you to create a routine or a pattern and make this a way of life with which you can instantly know how to use these exercises when you need them, and even when you don't, just to maintain emotional balance. Well, we're getting a lot closer to the next step of making your thoughts disappear. But first, let's talk a little bit more about the benefits of exercises like this and how they affect your emotional balance.
This concludes this chapter of How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear by Gary Cox.